So do you think Simon Squibb is a scammer?
No, I wouldn't say scammer.
What would you say?
I would say hypocrite. I would say a fake.
Ostrich.
Head in the sand, nose is wrong, scared little girl. If you'd just done that and then stopped bashing the community, I'd have just been like, you know what, it is what it is. Anyone smart can see right through Simon Squibb. Went down, 200 people there. Oh, guess who's speaking?
Simon Squibb.
He sees me. He looks shocked, bro. But I got the biggest reveal on Simon Squibb ever, which you don't know anything about. What do you think about my beef with Simon Squibb?
Entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm quite interested.
Do you know where it originated from?
No.
Do you know that he called me out for a debate?
Yes, I did know that. He called you out. You then said, bring it on.
I prepared.
Spent ages preparing.
Do you know how much research goes in, Simon Squibb, to a debate? You know, like asking someone to a debate is like asking them for a fight. It's like saying, let's have a fight. You do your weight cut. You drop down. You get down to 79 kilograms. You're in the gym. You prepare.
Preparing for that person.
For that person.
Yeah.
And then for them to just go, oh, actually, no. Tell you what. Little pussy, yeah? And do you know what? He didn't even have the courtesy to say, Samuel, you know what? Because this is the thing, right? No one will debate me that's actually smart. Do you know why that is?
No.
Why do you think it is?
Because they know, they're debating you about stuff about you and you know it better than they're going to know it.
Yeah, well, that's part of the issue. But even like property stuff or anything, they want to debate them anything. I'll tell you why no one's going to debate it that's smart. If you're smart and you don't agree with me, when you book a debate, what do you do when you book a debate? You study, don't you?
Mm. And then they'll realise that you're right. Is that what
yes! So in the study, and they'll go, actually, he's right. Do you know what I'm saying?
But that would mean you were right about everything.
No, because if I was debating somebody about dog walking, then no. But if I'm debating someone, I'm going in knowing my thing.
Mm.
I'm not going into a debate unless I'm knowing my stuff. So he probably researched.
So do you think Simon Squibb is a scammer?
Yes.
A scammer. That's quite a strong statement.
Maybe. It depends how you define scammer. No, I wouldn't say scammer.
What would you say?
I would say a hypocrite. I would say a fake.
Here's a question then. What's his actual business right now? Because as far as I can see.
Sponsorships.
That's what I was going to say.
Here's his business.
He's charging for training.
Yeah.
He's just not charging the
yeah,
people.
Yeah, of course. You go on and there's a paywall. Yeah. So he would say, oh, I've just done a new course teaching about marketing. And then when you go on it, then, oh, I have to pay. It's free, but you have to pay £100 to sign up for this membership with this other business. But then that business is getting all these £100 and then they're paying Simon. So yeah. Might as well just charge, bro. Just charge. I don't like being rich. Come on, give your money away then. It's just the hypocrisy, you know.
Do you know what I also strongly disagree? And I've disagreed with him the whole time.
Go on.
Before your beef. I strongly disagree with encouraging people to leave their job for 50 quid.
Yeah. Like, oh, mate, it's an embarrassment. He talks about, I don't believe in give and take. I believe in give without take. Give without expecting anything back. That's why I give money away on the streets. No, you give money away on the streets because you film it and then you upload it and get millions of views and then charge sponsors. It's a hypocrite. But I got the biggest reveal on Simon Squibb ever, which you don't know anything about.
Go on.
The biggest expose. So Simon Squibb, let me show you this video first. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to see what you think of this video. All right. Press play. Watch that video.
Free energy drink. What's in it? Caffeine and sugar. Why are we peddling caffeine and sugar on the street? What's aspirin? You know what aspirin is? What does it do to the human body? Oh my God, it's so bad for you. But you're in the street selling people shit. You're giving it away for free, that's the worst. This stuff is so bad for you.
Okay,
I'm not high and mighty, I'm just saying this is really bad for people. How you make your money matters more than how much money you make. You won't sleep at night if you sell people evil shit like this. This stuff is going to kill people. Don't sell it. It's shit.
Firstly, what do you think about that? What do you think about that video?
Okay. I don't think, what are they actually selling? Is it
ice cream? Sweets. It's just sugar. He says, why are we peddling sugar on the streets? Oh, you're not selling it, giving it away. That's even worse.
Well, ironically, it's kind of, he gives out bad advice for free, doesn't he?
I've got even more ironic than that, though.
Go on.
What was he accusing them of? Peddling sugar and bad stuff and giving it away in the streets is terrible. Poor people that just do their job when exposed them. Let me show you this video. No doubt he'll have removed this as well. Like he removes everything. But I screen grab everything. Because I'm petty like that. That's what happens. Come for me. Watch that 14-second video.
Which one?
The 14-second one. The 14-second video.
There's so many on.
Can I speak for you and your dog? That's a really cute dog, by the way. Super cute. Yeah,
Yeah, leave your mark, then you never come back here later and have ice cream. See? That's like their Twitter. That's how they... 6 o'clock is
up. So he's there giving out free ice cream in the street, which has also got all the shit in. Yeah.
Mate, I've got loads of videos. Not only have I got videos of him giving away free ice cream, look at that. Begging Mr. Beast. Read that out loud.
Mr. Beast, do it. Hey, Jimmy, I'll buy £10,000 worth of your sweets and give them away in the UK on my channels if you meet me for a 30-minute coffee when I'm in LA next month and let me know how our platform to help people for free called Help Bank. P.S. I'm also launching my own sweets.
What the hell? Keep reading.
Called Busy's. All of our profits fund people's dreams. And also, happy to bet you I can sell more sweets than you in a day on the streets in London.
What the actual hell? Simon Squibb, you're giving out sugar it does on the streets. I'm begging Mr. Beast. Please, Mr. Beast. Do you realise how ridiculous this and then have the audacity to stop some poor kids doing their job on the street and go, why are you peddling out sweets on the streets? You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm just mesmerised at the hypocrisy. What do you think?
Also, why is not going after people like Coca-Cola?
Oh, no, because he's a bully. That's why. Yeah. He thought coming after me, I was like, oh, I'm a small time. I've got a little training. This has got a few. And then when he realised I'm actually not a small time, I'm a big boy. I'll mess you up. Oh, sugar. Tell me else about Simon Squibb. Oh, very interesting. I got invited. True story. Story time. I got invited to go to an event recently. I got an influencers conference thing. Went down. 200 people there. Oh, guess who's speaking? One of the speakers. Like 10 speakers. One of the speakers.
Simon Squibb.
Yeah. Simon Squibb walks in, sees me. I didn't even know he was going to be there. He sees me. He looks shook, bro. Shook. He went. And he left. I'm like, what's going on? Then the security come, pull me aside and said, we've been asked by the organisers of the event to ask you to leave. But we actually know who you are and we've seen the videos and we're kind of with you on your side. So we're not going to ask you to leave, but it's a bit awkward.
Well, because Simon didn't want you in the audience.
Yes. Simon said, I'm refusing to be here at this event. With Samuel Leeds in the room. There's 200 people there. He wouldn't even be in the same room. Scared, shock, little pussy coward. But you couldn't go, could you? Because you'd been paid to speak. So you had to do a little speech. And I was there. Normally you do questions, stick around, mingle. He did a speech and then left like a little pussy. What do you think about that story?
It's quite shocking, isn't it? It's quite shocking how much he's rattled by you.
And how on the streets he's there taking kids off of people and throwing them on the floor, being a bully.
Do you know what it shows me? It shows me that he knows that you're right.
Yes.
If he thought to himself, if someone was calling me out, I'd be like, I want to address it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what? Like you do.
Yeah, that's man. I'm like, come to my house. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Him, on the other hand, shook.
Runs away.
Shook. Little girl, bro. And I believe that he's made very little money. Talks about how he's made all these millions and... No, you haven't. You're a brokey.
Ironically, do you know how he probably does make all his money? It's through his social media.
Yeah.
He's not a businessman.
No.
He's an influencer.
Hence why his business book is so shit. I'm reading it as a real businessman. Like, the hell is this? Trying to motivate people to quit their job, thinking that's empowering. They shouldn't quit their job.
No.
They should stay in their job and build their business. Your advice is terrible. You're a little scared, shook little pussycat. Come sit down and debate. You won't, because you won't even be in the same room. You know what he probably was? He's so scared of doing the speaking engagement because he thought I might heckle him.
Call him out, ask him a question.
Samuel might ask me a question and I can't answer it. You're pussy.
Do you know what
man.
As well though? He hasn't even got, like, literally, if he just said to you, look, I understand what you're saying, let me do me, you do you, that would be fine.
Yeah, but he continues to harass my industry. He continues to talk about the property community as if we're leeches, as if we're the bottom of the pond scum. And I refuse to sit back and let Simon Squibb, a little slippery... I'm not being funny, but if your surname is Squibb, why on earth, why on God's planet, if your surname is Squibb, would you call your kid Simon? It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. So, scared little pussycat, knows he's wrong, bashes the community all the time that I'm a leader of, and I won't have it. So unless you apologize for bashing the property community, unless you apologize for saying that the property business is an evil business, just like you say that the sugary business is an evil business and then have a sweets company and beg Mr. Beast.
Wait, he owns property.
Yeah, he does. He owns property. He said in my interview, I own property, I'm redeveloping it. Hypocrite, and you know it. So unless you apologize, we're going to keep coming for you. What do you reckon? Do you reckon he'll apologize?
No.
What do you reckon he'll do?
Ignore. Ostrich.
Head in the sand. Knows he's wrong. Scared little girl. Repent of your sins. Weep. Repent. Or come sit with me and we'll thrash it out. Maybe shake hands at the end like a man. He won't do that because you're a little girl.
If he came and met you and had a normal conversation.
Yeah, like I thought he would. Man, when I saw him at the event, I thought, he's probably going to come up to me. He's probably going, I see you. Listen, man, I'm sorry I didn't get the debate. We'll do it sometime. Shake my hand, have a little chat. And I would have probably just thought, you know what, fair. And then if you just done that and then stopped bashing the community, I'd have just been like, you know what, it is what it is.
He's very hung up on property though, isn't he?
He hates it.
He's very, very
hung
up. Yeah,
because his parents, who called him Simon when his surname is Squibb, also invested in property and made a mess of it because they, unfortunately, didn't join my academy because that wasn't around at the time.
You know what though? It's interesting because he has different arguments that kind of contradict each other. On the one hand, he's like, it's not fair that you create a monopoly. But on the other hand, he says that there's no money in property.
Yeah, it's stupid. And also, he's trying to get rich because he sees that the real money is in development, tech development. He sees the real money is in social media. And he's trying to do his big thing. He's trying to grow Help Bank, equivalent of LinkedIn, and then sell it for a bunch of money. That's what he's trying to do. Yeah, fair.
Good business.
Fair, man. But just say that you like money. I like making money. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to get rich. Here's what I'm doing. But he doesn't. He goes, I don't like making money. I actually hate being rich. He says that.
If you understand economics, you know that your business, it's got to make profit.
Yeah.
That's what a business is.
And also, if you understand economics, you understand that actually being a good person helping people is making money, ethically. If you make money, you're adding value. So just say, I don't like making money. I don't like being rich.
And that's why the standard of living is so good right now.
Anyone smart can see right through Simon Squibb. That's why we're so shook. When he had to give a speech in front of me.
What do you make of the fact that a lot of people don't see through him?
I think people are stupid. It's the same reasons why people watch the BBC and think it's real.
Mm.
Stupid. Sheep morons. That's what I think. Unfortunately, most people are stupid. That's why most people are poor. The average person is 37 years old before they buy a house. And people go, I'll check the Reddit threads to see what most people think. What, most people? What, the people that don't buy a house until they're 37? People that get divorced? People that have a messed up life, people that work until they're dead on a salary that they can't even afford to go on holiday. You want to listen to them? Idiot. Simon Squibb followers. Dummies.
Do you know what does surprise me? I'm surprised we've not got more people that are going, I quit my job because Simon Squibb told me to and now I'm fucked.
Do you know what we also don't have though? We don't have people saying, I quit my job and now I've got a really successful business. Where's Simon Squibb's winners on a Wednesday? Where are all his heroic success students? All the people that go on his channel and go, I quit my job, Where are they 6 months later, 12 months later? We don't know. I know.
But what we do know is 90% of businesses fail.
Yeah.
It is stupid.
Stupid advice.
Keep your job. Do it on the...
Now
is the best opportunity. Like, I was chatting to an Uber driver the other day. And he was saying, I pick my own hours. Everyone's working from home. Now is the best time to invest in property or whatever on the side.
Yeah. I said that dog walking, if your passion is dog walking, don't do dog walking as a business. It's not about following your passion, it's about following the money. I said that in my video. And then when he did his speech, you know what he said? If your passion is dog walking, that's okay. That's it. And I'm thinking, you're shut, bro. It's the one property educator that he was mates with, Jack Wicks.
My focus for money is something that I learned from Simon Squibb, having hung around with him.
Mm-mm. Hey, Jack Wicks.
I do know Jack Wicks, the scammer.
The criminal.
Ironically.
The criminal! Oh, that's interesting.
But why would he be friends with... I thought if he's anti-property, how can he be friends with a property educator?
Yeah, but also how can he be in property? How can he be lots of things? Because he's a hypocrite! Come, let's go. Pussy.